Welcome back to the NBA, Kristaps Porzingis. I wonder what his over-under was slated at tonight. Looks like he's already got like 8 points.
Is he going to stay healthy is the question.
No, he'll get hurt tonight.
All right.
Luka's already been hit in the face. He's already hit a step back three. And Kyrie's already been cursed at by about 1,500 people in Boston as he seems to kind of have that gene tonight. 28-20 with a minute 50 left in the first quarter. Beautiful, gorgeous evening tonight. 913-586-7610. That is the text line because you're going to need to know it. As Boston just hit a 31-20, 11-point lead, largest of the night with 1:30 left in the game. We know Dallas can always come back and score at will. Julio, let's get to it. The coin flip has been made, as it is every night on the Out of Left Field question. Again, the Out of Left Field question tonight, you can't say booze or water, but you can have one beverage the rest of your life. What is it? 913-586-7610. I flipped the coin. Julio, you've won the toss. Do you want to kick or do you want to defer?
I'm gonna go ahead and defer.
Receive,
to you.
I guess would be the word.
Yeah, no, I'll defer.
This is very easy to me because I probably have probably one a day, which I should probably chill out. For me, one beverage the rest of my life is an Arnold Palmer. It is by far and away the most superior, best drink, in my opinion, that one could have. And I do drink it with regular iced tea, not sweet tea. I like
solid move.
My ratio to be 80-20 to eat a lemonade. Mix it up. It's a great drink no matter what time of the year. And right now you're like in pure like rosé season, but you're also in pure Arnold Palmer season. That is my beverage moving forward the rest of my life. And I could only have one. I would do Arnold Palmer's the rest of my life.
All right. So I got a question. I need you to lay the ground rules here for this. Can I select a drink, but it can have different variations?
Sure. So if you did like a strawberry lemonade, or it'd be a peach lemonade.
You're stealing my thunder here, but I'm going with lemonade because you can do so many different things with it.
If you could only have one flavor of lemonade, though, what would it be the rest of your life?
Ooh.
Peach lemonade just hits, dude.
Yeah.
But really, do you want a lemonade in like the middle of winter?
I mean, sure. Why not? Sure. You're going to drink an Arnold Palmer. That's not much better, right?
There's only 20% lemonade in it, though.
Yeah.
But you're right.
I almost went to you stole my thunder, first of all, with Arnold Palmer. But I'm going to go
say
lemonade.
The same. Nah. We've never had us.
No. We got to be different.
Okay.
No. I'm a strawberry lemonade. I'd go strawberry lemonade. Those simply juices, the strawberry lemonade.
Yeah.
Blueberry's pretty close.
Big blueberry fan.
Yeah. I'd go strawberry, I think, though. Yeah, but you have so many different variations of lemonades, man.
Mm.
That's the way to go. You only have one flavor with Arnold Palmer's. I guess you could switch it up and put flavored lemonade in there, right?
Not really.
No,
I don't know if I'd want like a peach tea with lemonade. 913-586-7610. You can have one beverage the rest of your life. Cannot be alcohol. Cannot be water. Stepmother Mary loves this segment. She said Diet Coke with lime. Somebody says Keith drinks from the dispensary. I guess I didn't outlaw that one.
Well, that's more of a brand than a specific flavor. But
is that like a Markeith Morris drink?
Well, that's more like a marijuana-infused drink is what that is. Dusty, I feel like you should know that.
Probably. From the 816, Bush Light, baby. Can't say booze. Gotta know the rules. Gotta know the rules. Somebody says Celtics beating that ass. They are right now. I mean, Kristaps Porzingis probably hit one of the most awkward-looking threes I've ever seen in my life. It looked like he was slaloming on a ski and swished it from about 30 feet. Good for him. He's got 11 points. Somebody says cran apple juice. I used to love those, but then I saw how much sugar is in those, and I was like, oh.
I love juice. I am the biggest juice guy. Like, I always have at least two different kinds of juice in my refrigerator at all times.
That kind of says a lot because you said you like a strawberry lemonade. You got a good sweet tooth for drinks.
I do. Only for drinks, though. I don't have a big sweet tooth for actual, like, confectionaries, but.
What is Jerry Limeade? Is that a speak to text? Probably means cherry limeade.
I'm thinking they're saying cherry limeade.
You ever had an ocean water from Sonic?
Love ocean water. Good God, on a nice hot day. Oh, please.
Somebody says, unpopular opinion, but decaf coffee. I'm okay with that. You want coffee the rest of your life, though, decaf? I mean, every morning, we already know this. I wake up every morning, grind them beans, splash of almond milk, my day starts. That strawberries and cream Dr. Pepper is what the 816 says. I've never heard of that. Somebody from the 816 said root beer. This is an interesting one here, Julio, from the 605. Chocolate milk.
The rest of your life?
One beverage.
I mean, couldn't you just go regular milk and then you can always add chocolate in there, right?
Or maybe they like the Highland chocolate milk. That one after you're done drinking it, it looks like it's still got a full glass because it's thick with three C's.
Thick daddy, huh?
Mm-hmm. Somebody says from the 816, again, the question is, if you could have one beverage the rest of your life, what is it? Because Dr. Pepper just surpassed Pepsi. I'm surprised no one is saying Dr. Pepper because I don't drink a lot of soda anymore. But I feel like if there was one soda that you could have the rest of your life, it would probably be, for me, Dr. Pepper.
Think about how unhealthy you would be drinking Dr. Pepper the rest of your life.
Mm.
I mean, I can't say lemonade's much better.
But, I mean, the 816 says Diet Mountain Dew. When's the last time you do the dew?
It's been a long. I don't drink much soda either, so.
No. Did you ever watch that documentary about the family that all they did was drink Mountain Dew and, like, none of them had teeth?
That, lived like that up sounds in the, about right.
Yeah.
Probably overweight, I'm guessing.
Just toothless.
Yeah.
A lot of people on the lemonade kick. Somebody says pineapple papaya black tea from Quick Trip. I love that, but I always do the mango one.
I always do the raspberry one, and every time I go, that's all I get. And I mix. You got to do about three quarters regular and then a quarter sweet because the sweet tea is too sweet.
Yeah.
So you got to do it somewhere in the middle there, but definitely a mixture.
I just can't get down on sweet tea. I just like natural tea, I guess.
Not full out sweet tea.
Somebody says it's got to be citrus sobe, but only in a glass bottle. I like to call it sobe, not sobe. Mr. Pibb is underrated. Lime flavored soda water from the 816. This is a damn lie from the 816. Ginger ale.
Love me some ginger ale. On a flight, that's the go-to. That or cranberry juice.
Ugh. That's not true, 816. Eggnog?
Oh, they're just...
Now we're just getting trolled.
Right?
Tea's a good, solid choice. Tea's good. Because that's like basically like tan water. I love tea. My mom used to make sun tea. She just throw all the water into a big jar, put those tea bags in there, cut up a lemon, and just set it outside at like 9 o'clock in the morning. Just
let it go.
You get to noon, you go out there, and it'd be gone by 4 o'clock. Fountain Sprite from McDonald's. That ain't bad. You ever had a rough night? You went to McDonald's the next day, got you a DQP with a Sprite and a large fry, side spicy McChicken. Riptide Rush Gatorade. What in the world is Riptide Rush Gatorade?
I'm more of the, you know what's a very underrated flavor of Gatorade? Is the...
Lemon lime.
The cucumber.
Cucumber lemonade?
Yeah.
Or Gatorade?
Gatorade? Oh, yeah.
Where do I find this? Oh, yeah. I love cucumber.
Oh, yeah. It's like cucumber limon.
Oof.
Fire.
Big cucumber guy. I like cucumber water in the summer.
Love it.
Good job. Yeah, good way to hydrate.
Yeah.
I will say I've been doing this when I know we're going to have ourselves an afternoon at the pool where the Miller Lights or the Busch Lights are going to be flowing. I'll go to Quick Trip and I'll order a breakfast croissant sandwich and I'll get one of those. Oh, my. Jaylen Brown just did somebody real dirty. I'll get one of those. They're new. They're called like Gator Lights.
Yep.
Super good.
Yep. Are they?
Super good because it used to just be two flavors. You should just be like orange and strawberry kiwi. And now they've incorporated like every normal Gatorade flavor, like the blue frost, the whatever they are, the glacier, whatever it is. Now they got all the flavors and it's like the Pedialyte version of Gatorade. Fantastic.
It's a good way to hydrate.
Riptide Rush is the light purple. Okay. I don't know the names of them. I know there's like Glacier Bay. I'm also that guy that if I do get a Gatorade at Quick Trip, I go to the fountain and I get the lemon lime on the crushed ice. That's a big Monday night golf league every time. Yeah, that is a good one. Somebody said Riptide Rush is a light purple. Absolute smash. I like that response. Lime flavored soda water. My buddies, they drink that bubbly stuff.
I used to hate it, and I've started to really get into it. I used to hate it.
I can't get into
but
that.
But it's almost like drinking soda without
flavor. Getting it's like a flat Sprite.
Yeah, but it.
Is there a worse situation than getting fast food and getting your drink and you get halfway home and you take that drink of your what you think is a Sprite and it's flat?
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's the worst feeling.
Somebody says Diet Dr. Pepper with 10% lemonade, close rival in the Arnold Palmer. Diet Dr. Pepper with lemonade.
That sounds suspect to me.
That's gnarly.
It sounds suspect.
I trust you, text line. Cucumber Gatorade is top tier from the 815. Big cucumber guy, though. You ever cut up cucumbers, red onion, and tomatoes and do like a cucumber salad?
Love cucumber salad.
Mm.
Yep.
Cucumber sandwich. A little mayo, a little cucumber, white bread. It's like a big British thing.
Never done that before.
Not bad. My brother exclusively drinks LaCroix. No water. Repulsive.
Didn't they get sued for having a bunch of nonsense in there?
Sure. I don't know.
We'll go with it.
Allegedly. Cherry. Somebody says cherry 7-Up. That used to be nails. I used love wild cherry Pepsi as a kid. You ever had the beverage squirt?
I have.
Fresca?
I'm not a
am I old saying Fresca's great?
Flavored okay. Any kind of drink.
Oh, no, I could eat a grapefruit I'll right pass. Out of the, you know, cut no, it in half.
I'll eat right off the tree. I'll eat a grapefruit, but grapefruit flavored, like especially beverages, no, I'll pass.
You know they have a spoon designed to eat grapefruit?
How is it differently designed than
one side
spoon?
Is like a normal smooth side of a spoon, the other side is like rigid. Like,
yeah, yeah.
Or rigid?
Rigid.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have seen those.
Somebody says cherry Coke. From the 816, Coke Zero. It's no calories and better than the original. Unless it's from McDonald's. You ain't beating a McDonald's Coke.
Agreed.
Somebody said anything cream soda.
Oh, I love
if
big
you like
cream
that,
soda. So
if,
underrated.
If you liked that, if you like cream soda, I found out about this cool little shot this cart girl was making yesterday. I played with these two random guys. It's called a tiny beer shot. All you need is half and half creamers, like in those little, like you get like a mom and pop breakfast joint where you rip the top off, pour your coffee, right? Or anywhere, Waffle House, IHOP. And it's called Liquor 43. You pour 3/4 of a shot glass of that, pour the rest of it with like a cream on top. Dude, it tastes like a cream soda and it looks like a little tiny beer. Mm. Fantastic.
I can get down with that.
It was awesome.
I can get down.
Wife survived on Gatorade. We went through all the flavors too during pregnancy. From the 913, Hemp 20 Raspberry Lime. And yeah, that cucumber Gatorade's something different. I'm about to buy one. Oh yeah, Pepsi Blue.
See, I'm telling you, you're missing out, man.
I'm going to have to go to Quick Trip.
Missing out.
And is it just normal Gatorade bottle?
Yeah.
Just cucumber Gatorade?
And they have the zero sugar one too.
All right. That's the out of left field question. If you could have one beverage the rest of your life, can't be booze or water, what is it? 913-586-7610. Coming back, the cruise line ship of the Royals continues to sail, and today was one of those wins that keeps you on your feet and lets you enjoy this ride. I'm Dusty Likens. That's Julio Sanchez. You're listening to 610 Sports Radio.
You're listening to After Hours with Dusty Likens on 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app. Brought to you by Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views.
Back here on 610 Sports Radio, After Hours, Dusty Likens, Julio Sanchez, 48-27, first quarter.
Starting to get away from
starting in the second quarter. Yeah, it ain't good. But Dallas can score at will. Somebody from the 816 said, do y'all know that your coworkers that don't know ball at all? Midday Show said that Herbert was maybe top 10 the other day. I mean, I can't speak for people that I'm not around. I don't know if they do or not. People keep bringing in what their drinks would be for the rest of their life. They can only have one beverage. Kiwi strawberry Pedialyte. I bet that's solid. I love Pedialyte. Anytime I go to the lake with the guys or we're going to have like an extraordinary weekend, I'll buy a bottle of Pedialyte.
Depends on the flavor. Sometimes they're a little too syrupy.
Yeah. They just do magic.
Oh, yeah.
I'll take like a shot of it, get an 8-ounce cup and fill it halfway up and drink that before we start going after it. And then before I go to bed, I'll do the same thing. And I don't know what it is or why. I mean, sure, electrolytes, whatever. But, man, they do magic.
Solid plan.
Somebody from 816 says it's been missing since COVID, but the Canadian dry ginger ale with lemonade. And then if you can, they said if you could add whiskey to it, it's beautiful. Sure. Sure. This game's over, by the way. Like, we don't need to rush home. It is 53-29.
Yep.
And there's still 5 minutes left in the second quarter.
Still confident in that Dallas winning the series thing?
Yeah, it's opening night in Boston. You know, the Garden's a tough place.
Yeah, that's why I didn't pick them to win tonight.
Yeah. I didn't pick them to win. I just picked them to cover 6.5, and that ain't happening. It just, I mean, dude, just everybody for Boston's just, I mean, when Kristaps Porzingis is just absolutely hitting every shot, it ain't happening. When Jaylen Brown's stealing it from Luka and then jamming it one-handed with authority, it's about to be 55-29 with 4 minutes left in the first half. Yeah, this game's over.
29 points in an entire half of basketball.
Well, I mean, they still have 4 minutes left.
Not good.
But, I mean, the other team's going to have 65 at halftime. The other team is trending to score 130.
Just looking all kinds of sloppy right now.
Ain't good. Ain't good. The Royals today, big win, right? Big win for your boys in blue. And I think the thing that was great was that sometimes when you go through these sort of games, you have certain plays, or maybe you go back to Tatum hand in the face, 58-29 points. You go back to certain games that maybe you remember with these successful sort of seasons, right? Maybe you go back to the game in Anaheim when Frazier hit a home run in the top of the ninth inning to win the game for the Royals as they would go get the Angels 1-2-3 in the bottom of the ninth. Maybe you'll remember this play.
After review, there is no blocking by the catcher. However, the call on the field is overturned. The runner is safe. Kansas City will keep his challenge.
How about that? MJ tagged the plate with that right hand as he tumbled over the catcher.
The MVS, per se, of the Kansas City Royals, MJ Melendez, makes a great impromptu play. Kyle Isbell, the guy who's had the roughest first 3 months of baseball.
Fastball ripped into right field, base hit. Frazier takes off for third. Wilson waves him around. Brennan's throw the plate on a bounce, not in time. Frazier slides in feet first and safe. Kyle Isbell gives the Royals the lead. It's 4-3 in the top of the eighth inning.
Jake Eisenberg on the call on the Royals Radio Network. You can always hear those games on 610 Sports Radio. And immediately following those games and their postgame show, you can hear Josh Vernier's postgame show live on 610 Sports Radio as well. Right? Unsung heroes in this series.
And the pitch to him. And a breaking ball pulled fair down the left field line, just inside that left field line by the third baseman Ramirez. Here comes Freddie around third. He's going to score. It's an RBI double for Hunter Renfroe. The Royals pull within one. MJ stops at third base.
Hunter Renfroe, MJ Melendez, Kyle Isbell, right? Those guys, they're the ones that kind of came up when you needed a hit, you needed a run, you needed an RBI, you needed a play. And it shows you that this team, this Royal cruise ship that we are talking about, is ready for the long haul. Right? You see it. You feel it. They split the series against the Cleveland Guardians, even though they only played two games. They still split the series. You can't predict Mother Nature, nor can you stop her. She took that game out. There'll be a doubleheader. We'll see how impactful that is come August. They move on, and they bring that Royal cruise ship back home to Kansas City this weekend as they'll play the Seattle Mariners, and that gauntlet of June continues. But this is where a lot of people maybe unfairly said, I'll know at the end of June. Okay, well, hopefully they've been playing basically 3.5 months by then, Well, 3 months and a week. And the thing that's crazy about it is that the first test, they went 50-50. And now you come home and you'll play Seattle on Friday, Saturday, Sunday. After last weekend, where you brought in 77,000 fans in three games. I get it. It was San Diego. 77,000 fans of the K. A beautiful thing that you love to see. 33-58, Dallas on a little bit of a run. I'm just going to keep saying it's over, it's over, it's over. And maybe it'll be the reverse psychology. But they split with Cleveland. Whether you, hey, they only play, I don't care. Today's win was huge. You came from behind. You were down 3-1. You won 4-3. Certain players that you want to see be successful maybe weren't. And MJ Melendez had a great play at the plate, had a great walk. Hunter Renfroe, base hit RBI. Game one, hit a opposite field home run. Game one got away from you. I know you can say, Dusty, we should have swept. Yeah, well, you know, you could have got swept, but you didn't. And Seattle's next in this gauntlet that you will play in this season because, or in this gauntlet of June, you get Cleveland, you split on the road. What do they tell you? Go 50-50 on the road or go 500 on the road and win 2 out of 3 at home. And now you'll bring in Daniel Lynch, who's been decent, pretty good. Alec Marsh and Cole Reagans against that staff in Seattle, which is top tier in baseball. Not just the American League, but in baseball. And not only that, something that else can make you feel great. For those of you that are like, oh, I'm going to wait till June. Yeah, after they play Cleveland, Seattle, New York, L.A., Oakland, Texas, and then Cleveland again. That's the month of June. That's the rest of June. Those are your games. The Royals stand today 37-26. They are second in the AL Central. They have a 3-game lead over the Minnesota Twins for that second wild card spot. They're 2 games behind Baltimore for the top wild card spot. And according to Pro Baseball Reference, they have a 76.4% chance as of June 6th to make the playoffs. If you told me that in the middle of a semester I had a 76% of a grade, I'm thrilled. You told me at the beginning of the season on June 6th, the Kansas City Royals would have a 76% chance to make the playoffs in baseball, I'd sit back and I'd say, sign me up. Sign me up. You thought 77,000 was impressive for the San Diego series? I can't wait to see how many people the K has. There might be 30,000 a night for that New York Yankees series. My buddy Robert just texted me and said, I've already got my tickets to the Yankees series. That's a week away. Well, I guess 4 days away. You're all in. You love it. You enjoy it. And so does this team. What this team needs and what you need moving forward, we discuss on the other side. You're listening to After Hours on 610 Sports Radio.
You're listening to After Hours with Dusty Likens on 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app. Brought to you by Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views.
Score update in the finals. Game one. Halftime nearing. 24 seconds left. Dallas 39. Boston 63. Again, anything can happen. Maybe halftime is what the Dallas Mavericks need is Luka's trying to do his thing as he dances around and goes for the step back three. Bang! He hits it. 42-63, narrow the gap. It's only 21. 913-586-7610. That's the text line. Darn glad to have you. How about that snag of a rebound, too, before the half? What are we looking at here? Is it still alive?
That cover.
That's 6.5. Tough, Daddy.
A lot to ask, man. It's a lot to ask.
So tonight on the Crown Jewel Parlay, we took Luka over 30.5. He's got 17. We took Luka over 8.5 rebounds, or 9.5 rebounds. He's got 3. But the other big one is Dallas plus 6.5. Right now, I bet the live line is Dallas plus what? 11.5, you think? I can pull it up. Let's see what they got. Game one of the NBA Finals tonight. I love it. 60.5 currently is the live spread. If you want Dallas, if you want to really make a bet and you think Dallas wins this game, plus 1,100 on the money line.
Is that worth throwing a couple bucks down, you know?
Like $10 to see Dallas make a miraculous. If Dallas were to win this game tonight, they'll sweep.
I don't know about that.
That would be the most gut punch in the finals at home at one point up by 13. Excuse me.
You don't think Boston would steal one from Dallas at home?
I mean, you come down from 30 and win, there's no soul left in that body. That's what happened to Indiana.
I don't know, though.
Wasn't Indiana? Indiana was up pretty big. And then all of a sudden, here comes Boston. And they beat Indiana. And then Indiana didn't. Now, Halliburton was out. But, I mean, if they're not down 2-0, is he still out? I don't know. That's up to you to decide. Danny KCK chimes in. Good win by the Royals. Bullpen was great. I know Bobby was teed off about the loss on Tuesday. Let's get the sweep over the Celtics. Win the series in 5. Take care. So Dan and KCK is also on board with Dallas. Just going to be a tough task. God bless Serena Williams. She's hosting the ESPYs this year. They're doing a live commercial. There's July 11th. How many awards did the Chiefs win at this year's ESPYs? Because they won best game last year. They won
probably best not as team, many as you think.
And Patrick Mahomes won best athlete. They should just put Mahomes in the Football Hall of Fame now.
Yeah.
Just get it over with.
Yeah, that's true.
Just put him, Kelsey, and Reed in the Hall of Fame and call it a day. Imagine if they could do that.
Yeah, it's probably less than you think. I think there's a little bit of Chiefs overload probably for a lot of people right now.
How many Hall of Famers do you think the Chiefs currently have on their roster? Reed? Is Spags a Hall of Famer? Probably not. Coordinator, but a head coach. Yeah.
He should be. If there's anyone that's going to be a coordinator that's going to make it to the Hall of Fame, it's him.
Joe Tooney's probably a Hall of Famer. Longevity. Dude, he's got like 5 Super Bowl rings. And he's been a solid left tackle. Mahomes is for sure. Maybe. Kelsey for sure. Yeah. Reed for sure. That's 4 if Tooney's in. And then Chris Jones, a lot of people say he needs one more.
I don't know.
Or he needs
know.
To just have another big sack year, like a 20-sack year.
He
that
has
would lock
another
it in.
20-sack year. He 100% would get in.
Who's more percentage-wise into the Hall of Fame, Sal Perez or Chris Jones?
Sal Perez.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah.
Because a lot of people said Sal needs like 3 more years of good baseball, whereas Chris Jones just needs like an 18-sack year, which he could get because of a heavy incentive-based contract. Again, baseball, football, completely different opposites. But again, speaking of baseball, speaking of Sal Perez and the Royals, I felt today being at the side gig restaurant job / being on Twitter and feeling the vibe, I felt that everyone is officially there. I think we're now at almost 100%. And I don't want people to judge this month. Like, if the Royals go 500 the rest of June, I'm happy. And I know that you can say, oh, Dusty, I want more than that. I want to sweep the Mariners. Well, that's a tough task to ask. So do I. But if you can win 3 out of 4 against Seattle, win 2 out of 4 against the Yankees, and split against the Dodgers, that, my friends, is a perfect recipe to really get things started. And I said this earlier, and I mean this, I'm good if the Royals don't go out and get a bat. I'd rather the Royals go get 3 bullpen arms. And there's nothing more that I believe truly that this offense with a solid lockdown bullpen, which I know is just obvious, I think this offense is just fine. Their run differential would explain that because the starting pitching staff is good enough. And if you can go out with a 3-headed monster, I know Brady wasn't great today. He was pulled after 3 2/3, didn't have his stuff. Coach Q knew that. That's where your manager expertise comes in. Let's get him out now. He doesn't have the Brady Singer stuff that we normally see, but Reagan's Lugo Singer at the top of your rotation, knowing that all they have to do is go six because they have a loaded bullpen with a ton of arms that can go in there from left to right, and you can really let Matt Q do his thing. That's what I want to see the Royals do. And that's where I think their moves need to be, because we heard J.J. Piccolo, who joins Cody and Gold once a week, and they asked, you know, and they asked him in Royals pregame on, you know, Royals Live, do you see yourself being a buyer? If so, where do you see it? And he kind of gives you the normal response of, well, nobody's really decided what they're going to do. Are they going to sell? Are they going to buy? Where are we going to take it? What do we want to do? And I think that if the Royals could load up a bullpen and continue to have the offensive, you know, success, which a lot of people say, oh, no, you need another bat, but like maybe don't. You could carry that first and strike a bolt, and the rest of the American League, especially the Central, where four out of the five teams have an above 500 record, whereas only four total teams in the NL, four total, have an above 500 record in the NL. Dodgers, Phillies, Brewers, and Braves, all above 500, and that's it. Tigers, Twins, Royals, Guardians, all above 500 in one division. Somebody's going to strike first. And the best part about it is where you have to strike and where you need most is bullpen arms. And what do we always see? The easiest move to make is a bullpen arm. The toughest is to go get a starting pitcher, because a lot of people are like, well, if you want our ace or you want our number two guy, you're going to have to give us a ton. And somebody says on the text line, trade the farm, Dusty. Our Royals need a little help. How about we trade for Jazz Chisholm? That's a wish in one hand and poo in the other and see which one fills up faster. Somebody says, I don't think we need another bat. I think our batting has been phenomenal. I think the offense is fine for a playoff run. Look, I'm not here to say, let's go get to the World Series. Let's get to playoff baseball first. See, and the way that you do that is pitching.
I disagree to, we need both, but I do disagree to a certain point only because regular season baseball is not playoff baseball. Right, when you get into the playoffs, it's a whole different ball game, right? Your rotations shorten up, right? So I think they do need another bat, and I think they can get away with not getting another reliever. You have someone like Bubic who's coming back. You shorten the rotation, so maybe you can use that fifth starter and put him in the bullpen. When you get into playoff baseball, right? If you can't, that back of the lineup can't hold against top of the line pitching, that's a problem. That can turn into a major problem. I mean, if you're given, you know, they're starting 1-2-3 pitcher, every 7-8-9 batter is just basically a throw me. It's a give me. I mean, playoff baseball, man. That 1-9, it has to be solid through and through.
Somebody says Mason Miller from Oakland. Check him out. Well, we'll see him in about a week and a half. And you know Oakland will sell. You know the Marlins will sell. You know the White Sox will sell. And come July 31st, there's going to be everybody that you're going to be clearly identified as selling will sell. But again, this is something where I want to see the Royals get ahead of. Make others go frantic. Pull that Brett Veach card out where you've got somebody out here looking at, you know, bullpens. That's their only job. Go look at guys that are in the bullpen. Because like you make a good point, right? You got to get to the playoffs first to have that sort of take, right? Yeah, Marsh is probably a great guy if Brady ain't got it like he did today. All right, we're going to put Alec Marsh in there. And that's playoff talk. You got to get there first, right? Because then you could have Bubic, Marsh, Waka in your bullpen. And then you could have, you know, maybe a Daniel Lynch or a Michael Waka start or an Alec Marsh start. And the other guys are bullpen guys. But you know your three-headed monster, at least moving forward, will be Reagans, Lugo, and Singer. And then if you do get to the playoffs and you have those bullpen arms, then you've just elevated those arms even more so by adding your fourth, fifth, and maybe a possible other fifth starter in Bubic if he's ready to go, which is a dangerous thing to have because I think your offense is fine because then, Julio, all you got to do is score three runs because you know your starters can get there within the sixth inning. I trust Singer most often to get to the sixth. I know I trust Lugo and Reagans to get to the sixth, hell, maybe the seventh. And then it's like, all right, who do we want to show tonight? who do we want to bring out of the pen tonight? Instead of, whereas you're now, you're like, is Zerpa going to have the can of gas? Is MacArthur going to have that lockdown stuff that he had today? Is Schreiber going to be able to be trusted? I don't know. But you got three other arms that can get you there as well. Good take. Julio Sanchez on the other side. Dusty Liggins with you as well. Coming up, we'll get to what missed the cut here on After Hours on 610 Sports Radio.
You're listening to After Hours with Dusty Liggins on 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app. Brought to you by Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views.
Final segment here on After Hours on 610 Sports Radio. Thanks for joining us tonight. Julio Sanchez, always doing his great work. Side note, I am in for Carrington Harrison tomorrow and Monday on the drives. It'll be me and Rob Britton. As the countdown continues for Rob Britton in the single life. I guess he's not single, but the unmarried life. That ought to be a fun wedding.
Another one bites the dust.
That's right. The number is shrinking at 610 Sports Radio. Kling married. Fesco married. Cody married. Alex single. Carrington single. And Dusty single. Jay Binkley single. When's your boy about to tie the knot?
Next May. May 31st of next year. Okay.
I was going to say, he's got to be getting close. He's been in a pretty sustainable relationship for quite some time. Good for him.
Yeah, long term.
Yeah, I knew that one was happening at one of the beer releases. I was like, she can debate with Chris. That's what he needs, you know?
Yeah, he does. Yes, he does.
And he's got it. So there was the, at the Kansas City T-Bones game, they had the Chiefs softball game. And I was wondering, what's more annoying? Because I know I'm an annoying golf guy. What's more annoying, softball guy or golf guy? Because I know people don't care when I put a picture up of, oh, another
both
day.
The right answer?
They are both?
Both.
Because I feel like softball guy, I mean, those guys go all out, right? But again, I had this debate the other day and I thought, man, am I the equivalent of softball guy, right? Like a lot of my wardrobe, like people, like I just wear clothes and people just be like, I remember Vern on opening day, I went out there and did a segment with Cody and Gold and Vern was behind me and he was getting ready to go on the air next. And he was like, Dusty Liggins looks like he just got off a golf course. And I'm like, this is just an outfit. He's like, sure it is. So golf guy, softball guy, kind of the same.
I think it's got to be golf guy's worse. Cause
easy.
Softball, I mean, you have to have other people to play with. You can only play during, like, golf, you can play so much longer throughout the year. You can go by yourself. So you're just constantly talking about it. Whereas softball, I feel like it's just not as much in your face as it is with golf. Golf, you pick up and you can go anytime.
Yeah, but I mean, you could.
You want to talk about it all damn time.
Yeah, but I mean, like softball, like you got guys that go out and spend like $400, $500 on an aluminum bat.
How much do you spend on a nice driver?
About the same.
Well, and you can, there's majors, like golf is a major sport. So you're always talking about all the majors and all this other, at least with softball, it's off to the side. All you got to worry about is when they play. That's it. There's no like major league softball that people are talking about. Golf is just, it's in your face all the time.
I feel like that's the same with softball. Cause I see a lot of guys, I see a lot of guys post pictures and it's like them in a batting stance. And I'm like, you are not a pro player. Why is your batting stance the same as Ken Griffey Jr.?
People do that with golf too. Golf is no different.
What do you? Well, no one's going up there like trying to have the Tiger swing. No one goes out on a golf course dressed up like Tiger. Like I have never seen a guy out there with a Nike hat, red polo, and black pants on like a Sunday golf round.
The difference, I think, also is golf. You can play casually. You can bring anybody, have some beers while you're, which you can kind of do during softball, but I think it's different.
I mean, all I've ever heard is that softball's beer league.
Well, there's beer leagues and there's competitive leagues.
Now, golf is 1,000%. Like, you make the turn, you're buying a glizzy and probably like a six pack.
Yeah, but you can't just, typically guys don't just, or girls, don't just go out there and casually play a game of softball.
Fair.
Like, you can go out there and casually you can go to the driving range, or I don't play golf ever, but yeah, but that's not quite the same
thing as the driving range.
Nah,
don't you pay money to hit like fake balls?
Yeah, but I don't think that's quite the same.
I feel like it's pretty similar.
There's not the same pageantry around it. Like if you go to Top Golf or something like that, like it's a whole thing.
But yeah, you can just go to like Fred Arbanis and buy a medium bucket of balls and go hit. You can go to like a putt-putt golf course that has batting cages and spend like $3 on a cage. I don't know. It was a debate that went through my head. I was...
It's a solid debate.
It's interesting.
They're both terrible.
Yeah. What do you think is harder to play, golf or slow-pitch softball? Don't even say it.
Golf is by far.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Golf is up there with baseball.
Yeah. Golf is tough, man.
Just, it's hard to have the patience for it, man.
Yeah, I mean, it takes time. A buddy of mine is just now starting to get into it. He's married. He's like my best friend's brother-in-law. And he played golf one time, and he got the itch. And the first thing his wife said was, great, now you're going to be gone for 5 hours once a week. He goes, I was literally gone for an hour and a half. Sometimes wives or girlfriends will exaggerate on the time.
No comment.
Fair enough.
No comment.
Just saying. I don't know. That's what missed the cut tonight, was the difference, if there is any, between golf guy and slow pitch softball guy. Because I see videos sometimes where I'm like, oh, you know, Facebook or, you know, Instagram and, you know.
Yeah, you're biased because you're the golf guy. You're that guy, Dusty. I hate to tell you that, but, you know.
Somebody says, bro, you know damn well that guys were dressed like Sunday Tiger a lot in the early 2000s. I wasn't playing golf then. If I saw somebody dressed up in like Ricky Fowler orange, I'd be like, come on now. From the 816, in my opinion, Winterstone and Independence off 291 has the best hot dogs out of all the golf courses around. That's a good little live video, you know? It kind of feels like you're stealing the one bite, everybody knows the rules bit from Portnoy. But, you know, Glizzy's at the turn, brought to you by blank. I'm Dusty Likens. Let's go in for that bite. There's Paul Simon. That means the show has ended. Alligator tears. I'm Dusty Likens. This has been After Hours again. Like I always say to everybody and everybody out there, go do nice things for people. You never know. It could change their day, week, month, or year. It's just simply cool to care. I love you all. Julio, once again, I feel like we've gotten this Thursday thing down back again.
Yes, sir.
Thanks for all the listeners. Thanks for all the text messages. Again, go download this show. It's real easy to find. Odyssey. Find the shows. You'll see my face. It's After the Drive. You'll get Fesco in the morning. You'll get Cody and Gold, and then you'll get the drive. I'll be on the drive tomorrow, filling in for Carrington Harrison, Kansas City. As always, stay safe and stay kind. I love you all. Good night. Enjoy this beautiful evening. I'll talk to you tomorrow starting at 2 o'clock on 610 Sports Radio. Good night, Julio, and good night, Kansas City.
You're listening to After Hours with Dusty Likens on 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app. Brought to you by Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views.